Next, I'm going to be introducing one of our most honored guests, and by way of a few brief words of introduction, I wonder if you could say those. Thank you.
Yeah. 尊敬的许先生，尊敬的中国代表团，我们欢迎你们参加这个第五届数码地球协会国际交流会。我们非常敬佩你们对这个成立这个协会对这个宇宙做出的贡献，我们非常感谢。去年我在新西兰荣幸地接待了协会代表团，今天在美国再次欢迎你们的到来。
华尼是许信 ，Thank you. So I'd like to introduce the Minister of Science and Technology from China to the conference, the original hosts of the Society of Digital Earth. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, firstly, I'd like to thank a lot of from the speech of the governor. And then I must say that I have to give some announcement firstly. I work and serve as a Minister of Science and Technology of China for 12 years, but I left the position 1 month ago. So here, I just speaking as the member of Chinese Academy of Sciences. It is a great pleasure for us to gather here from all parts of the world in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area for the 5th International Symposium on Digital Earth. This will be a milestone event in the history of ISDE. So let me firstly extend my congratulations on the convening of this symposium. Digital Earth is the best way to integrate, utilize, and share existing spatial data and information resources. It is also the core of information resources for sustainable development. Digital Earth presents integration of multiple disciplines related to Earth, environment, resources, space, and information. It is a major area for S&T advances to serve global progress. With the increasing demands of the global academic communities, industrial establishment, and governmental agencies, Digital Earth will make the much more contribution to humankind. Over the past several decades, China has made continuous effort in space sciences, including the launch of dozens of satellites for Earth observation and navigation, covering meteorology, oceanography, natural resources, environment, and compass GPS. China has also set up its own remote sensing platform and developed GIS software. Right now, China is building a group of digital projects consisting of digital cities, digital provinces, and regions. The Chinese government held the National S&T Summit in 2006, formulating development plan for S&T progress in the coming 15 years. identifying the goal of building the innovative country and issuing 60 corresponding policies related to finance, taxation, and human resources to encourage innovation. It is hoped that by 2010, the input into S&T will jump from 1.3% of GDP to the 2% and even to 2.5% by 2020. The development plan made adjustment to the priority, putting energy, environment, and water resources high on the agenda of S&T progress. It is also identified as a basic national policy to realize sustainable development. All this effort form solid foundation in tackling problem of environment and resources. We believe that the digital earth based on remote sensing, GIS, and GPS can play very important role in the to the support aim for sustainable development of the country. The fifth conference will be expected to carry out aim of ISDE and try to reach network protocol by setting up standards, database, analytical, and visualization tools so as to foster the global sharing system and realize the obligation of mass data in the daily life. China strongly supports the effort made by ISDE in reaching the above goal to realize careful use of space. China to really to cooperate with our global counterparts in building up the digital earth shared by the peoples. It is my firm belief that with joint effort by sharing the global digital information resources and through effective cooperation, we will surely be able to reap fruitful results in building up the digital earth. Last but not least, my best wishes for everybody and a successful conference. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.